Welcome to this week's lesson. What I want to share with you this week is something that I think a lot of people do but don't realize. And it's the idea of shooting for perfection, expecting perfection. Now, I've talked about this in different ways before, but I want to talk about it very, very clearly. And more importantly, I want to get us to a new solution, a new way of thinking about what we're looking to do. Okay, because what I've noticed over and over again is that this perfectionist idea that so many people hold in their mind is what they're aiming to do is really one of the biggest reasons that they ultimately fail, that they ultimately sabotage themselves. Now, I found this within myself as well, and it regularly comes back to this idea of perfection, that if that's what I'm trying to do all the time and I don't reach it, it creates all sorts of turmoil in me. Okay, so I want to make it very clear that you need to recognize this within yourself and change it. Now, that might be hard to do. Some people don't want to do that because they get addicted to the feeling of thinking about themselves, fantasizing about themselves in this perfect way. Okay, and while the fantasy might be enjoyable, the reality is that it creates a lot of tension, a lot of upset, because it's impossible to live up to. Okay? Now, there's different types of perfection. There's the perfection idea of what you want to look like, the perfection idea of how you want to eat, how you want to exercise, these ideals that you're shooting for. Now, there's nothing wrong with ideals, obviously. You want to move in a certain direction. However, you need to be realistic as well. Now, use that word realistic with caution, right? Because what's realistic? Well, it's different for each person, and it's up to us to define what that is. But you need to recognize that along this path of creating change in your behaviors, of changing your body, changing the way you feel, that there are going to be setbacks. You're not going to be on track 100%. There's no such thing. Okay? No one's on track 100% of the time. It doesn't happen. So what are we shooting for? Right? Now I know people, because again, I've done so many sessions where I'll say this, and people, I can see them feeling awkward. They don't want to give up that idea of being perfect. Because what happens if you're not perfect? Right? And so a lot of people have this all or nothing mentality. If they're not perfect, then they're going to be totally off the wagon. They're just going to eat everything. Everything's going to, you know, let go of everything. So what I want to share with you is that you can aim towards perfection. You can hold it as an ideal. But you also need to add into that this feeling that you know that it's impossible to reach perfection. Okay? And to be comfortable with that, because what is the alternative? What if you're not perfect? Right? And now I want you to think about this, because what if you're not absolutely 100% perfect? What happens? Right? What happens to your body? What happens to your energy? What if you're 90% perfect? That's not perfection, by the way. Okay? That's 90% perfect. How does your life look? These are the things you need to begin thinking about. Right? Because you need to give yourself some flexibility, some space. You can't be black or white when it comes to your weight, when it comes to your energy, because there are too many things involved with it. You can't be eating 100% perfect all the time. It's impossible. There's too much eating that you have to do. There's too many situations that you're in. Okay, so if you're starting off with the idea that that's what you have to be in order to be successful, okay, then you're setting yourself for guaranteed failure. Okay? And people know this. They've gone through it over and over again. But I am going to suggest that this is the reason why when you start a new diet plan and you say, okay, I'm going to do it, you start feeling nervous about doing it because you know how hard it is to be 100% on track. Okay? So we need to kill this idea of being perfect. Again, we can kill this idea and know that we can never be perfect, and at the same time, shoot for perfection. But there's a difference there. You understand that difference, right? The other difference is that we're constantly moving in that direction, doing everything we can to move in that direction, but we also understand that we are human and that we're not meant to be perfect, right? So let me share with you a personal experience so you can understand this. Because again, I'm telling you, this is something I deal with regularly, and I see it all the time with my clients. And if it's not dealt with, it can sabotage you. Okay? So this is a story I tell, and this is one specific one, but I find this in all different areas of my life. And I spent a lot of years very intensely doing yoga, doing hypnosis, meditating, relaxing. It was a real big focus of my life. And I remember driving one day in the car, and I found my shoulders were tense. Again, I'm always checking my body to see if I was tense or not. I found myself tense. Then I got really mad. And I said, why am I tense? I'm relaxing all the time. I'm doing everything I need to do. I'm still finding myself tense. Now notice, that became an issue because the idea I had in my mind is that there was going to be a moment of time when I was always relaxed. No matter what happened, no matter what situation, I was always going to be relaxed. Right? That was the image I had in my mind of perfection. And I find myself in the car and I noticed I was tense and I got mad that I wasn't that perfection idea. Okay? So at that moment, though, I asked myself a question. I said, well, I have two options right now. I can either let the shoulders go, relax, and continue to notice my body when I'm tense, when I find I'm tense, let it go, relax. Or I can quit noticing it, and I can just let myself be the way that I'm going to be and the way that I've been in the past. Okay, which in that case was tense. Okay, so I basically give up because I was never going to hit that idea of perfection. Okay, do you understand how detrimental this mindset, this outlook could be? Okay? And at that moment, it became very clear to me that I can't go back that other way. There's too much pain involved with that. The tension that I'd had earlier in my life, it was too much. It was stressful. Okay? It was uncomfortable. So I was not going to go back to that. Okay? And so it was at that moment that I accepted to give up perfection, that I was never going to hit perfection, that for the rest of my life, there were going to be times and regular occasions when I got tense. And the best that I could do was to recognize it, let it go, and relax in that moment, and to keep on doing that. Because the more that I did that, the more relaxed I would be, and the closer I would be to that idea of perfection. But at that moment, I've given up that idea of perfection, and I've given it up to this moment. So I no longer look for this perfect idea that I'm going to hit someday. Because I realize it's a constant journey. It's this constant awareness. It's this constant effort. It is effort. Okay? But at the same time, it can be a relaxed and calm effort. Okay, so I find myself tense now, and I just let it go. Because that's the best that I can do. Does that make sense? I can't be perfect. I just can't. And to try and expect myself to be perfect only creates stress. And in this situation, it creates the exact opposite feeling I want. Okay, it creates a level of tension, anger, frustration. So part of letting that perfection go actually helped me relax more. Okay, so that now if certain events or situations come up and I do get tense, I can just let it go and that's it. There's no conversation about being perfect. How long is this going to take? What do I have to do? I know what to do. I just let go. I relax. Okay, so I share this with you because this happens in all situations, right? You have a day where you eat poorly. And instead of saying, oh man, I'm never going to be perfect. That's right. You're never going to be perfect. That's fine. But just get back on track. Tomorrow eat better. Okay, we look because of diets, and again, diets are so strict that, and they have this finite period on them. We say, okay, once I lose 20 pounds, you know, I'm going to stick 100% to this plan, I lose 20 pounds, and then I can, you know, go back to the way I used to eat. But you can't do that anymore, okay? What it's about is being present, being in the moment, and doing what you can now, okay? Sometimes you do the right thing, sometimes you do the wrong thing. When you do the wrong thing, you become aware of it, you accept it, you fix it, okay, and you move on. Knowing that you're going to do the wrong thing again at some point. It's just the way it goes. Okay? We're always going to do something wrong. But the difference is that the perfection gets us focused in this whole story in our mind, and it extends and it expands feeling bad. Okay? And when you make a mistake, you just accept it in the moment, recognize it for what it is, and move forward. Okay? It's a whole different experience. It's a whole different thing. And that's what I'm suggesting you do. So when you catch yourself trying to be perfect, expecting that you're going to be perfect, begin to question that, okay? And I want you to take a little bit of time with this and think about this. I want you to take a few minutes after this video and think about what perfection is to you. Do you really believe you're going to be perfect? I want you to think about this, because I know I'm saying it. I've gotten to this point, but I want you to internalize it and experience it, because I swear, if you can let go of this desire to be perfect, this idea that you need to be perfect, if you can genuinely let it go, it's just such a relief, you know? It's such a weight off of your spirit, okay? That's what I believe for myself and what I've seen with a lot of people I've worked with, okay? So I want you to come to peace with perfection, right? Think about it. Think about if what I'm saying makes sense to you. If it doesn't, make sense with your definition of perfection. Can you be perfect? Right? Is it even possible to be perfect forever? Okay? So I want you to take a little bit of time to think about this. Because if you make peace with this, you can let it go. And again, shoot towards perfection. Let that always be the goal. But also, at the same time, with the awareness that perfection is unattainable in a lot of areas of our lives. Okay? And make peace with that kind of paradox. Because then you can constantly move towards it. And when you screw up, it's not the end of the world. Right? It's not the end of the world. You just fix it and move forward. Okay? And if you can absorb that and internalize that sort of mindset, that idea, I think you're going to notice that you have a lot more energy. Okay? And you're going to notice that there's a lot less conversation in your head. And you're not making yourself feel bad all the time. Okay? So I hope this helps you, and I will talk to you next week.